When sanctions against Iran were lifted, it set in motion changes that are now rippling through the global economy. But what effect does that have on Iranian people? Steve Inskeep of NPR's Morning Edition was recently in Iran and put that question to one Iranian woman.
She's a carpet weaver. She spends her days on the floor of this little room. Working swiftly by hand, she ties knots with little bits of wool, orange, green, white, and two shades of red.
So this is a steel frame, which is laying flat on the floor, raised up a few inches perhaps.
Wool threads stretched across that frame like strings on a harp. She was just beginning to line up rows of colorful knots on those strings.
What is your name?
Zarafshan.
Zarafshan?
Her clothes identified her as part of a traditional nomadic family, loose and flowing and colorful. She might have been in her 40s, though she said she didn't know her age. She was born back when her family was still living in tents.
Bad name.
Unam bad nabud.
No.
It wasn't bad in tents, she said. They used to move south toward the Persian Gulf in the winter. The name her family gave her, Zarafshan, means spreader of gold. And that family made carpets. Her mother did, and her grandmother, and her grandmother before that. Even today, Zarafshan's loom is of a kind that is simple and easy to carry, though the family long ago settled here outside Shiraz. We'd found her by following one street to a narrower street to a still narrower dead-end street to this little house where her daughter-in-law was reading a book beside the gas stove.
Do you earn enough by yourself to support your family?
No, don't want to.
No, she said, it's not enough. She's divorced with five kids, not all of them grown. What do I need a husband for, she says. Though now that he's gone, she is forced to supplement her income with help from her son-in-law. This is true even though she employs her local craft as part of the global economy. She's one of 40 women who work in their homes making carpets for the same businessman. He told us the carpets are sold in Germany. They were sold overseas even during the economic sanctions against Iran, passing through third-party sellers on the way. The carpets can be sold more easily now, and probably more profitably, though it's not clear what difference that will make to Zarafshan.
Have you ever seen one of your carpets in someone's home?
This is such an outlandish idea that she doesn't understand the question at first. She finally says, no, she hasn't. She's never even kept one of her carpets for her own home. She can't afford her own handiwork, so she buys a machine-made red and yellow carpet that you might see in any modest home in Iran.
What kind of people do you think it is who are buying your carpets?
Rich people can buy my carpets.
And she goes on making them, working in this room whose only window opens to another room. She's part of a very big world, though her world remains very, very small.
NPR's Steve Inskeep has been reporting from Iran.